Well, the Turing test is very much an iconic and, I have to say, controversial milestone in the field of artificial intelligence, probably the most iconic that there is. And today we've seen a machine that pretends to be a Ukrainian boy fool, I would say, 33 1/3%. That's the official figure. But I think in some cases, because some of the judges, as we've heard, knew that one of the machines was a Ukrainian boy, they just always has me a machine because it's a Ukrainian boy. So I think if it had been guessing at being another person, it may well have achieved a much higher figure. But it really means it is a milestone, a vital point in the whole of artificial intelligence that Turing set up. And now we move on from there. I mean, artificial intelligence really has achieved a point where if you're conversing, you don't know whether it's a human or a machine. The machines are that good.
And what did Alan Turing actually specify?
I mean, this is quite a big computer system, really. And it's just in the conversational abilities. And that's what it's tested on. So it is just that aspect. I mean, the full Turing test, this is not really something that Turing said, but the full Turing test would be the one where you actually have a robot that is pretending to be a human, and so conversation is part of that, and you don't know the difference. Is it a human or not? You can't tell the difference. So that would be the full Turing test. What's been achieved so far is conversation. So it really affects online interaction, where you can be fooled, as we're seeing with cybercrime. You don't know who it is that's conversing with you. This is really saying we've got problems in that area, big time, because artificial intelligence has now achieved such a... You don't know, never mind whether it's a person fooling you, it could be a machine fooling you and taking your money or whatever, because they're that good.